listening to The Ouachita Chronicles.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Ashley.
So when this episode comes out, Labor Day is going to be over.
It's gone.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. And you know what that means?
You can wear white now?
You don't wear white after Labor Day.
Right. I had it backwards.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you definitely had it backwards.
Look, it's the afternoon. My brain capacity has decreased sufficiently.
Okay, well, anyways, Labor Day is the official end of summer.
I thought that would have been autumn beginning, which doesn't happen until later this month.
Okay. Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer.
Okay. That makes sense.
So that's, you know, people basically do their last hurrahs. They have the last big barbecue cookout. They go to the lake. All those fun end of summer things. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of bittersweet. I was so looking forward to enjoying this entire summer. And it's gone.
It's gone.
In like an instant.
Mm-hmm. It went by fast.
Yeah. So time is very precious. Mm-hmm. Very, very precious. And I feel like we take it for granted mm-hmm. a whole lot.
We do.
In this age, new age that we're living in, this age of COVID, this age of quarantine, I feel like we're a little bit more, what is the word I'm looking for here? I guess aware is the best way. We're a little more aware of time. We've all been forced to slow down a little bit mm-hmm. and not live at such light speed, but it doesn't feel like it to me. I mean, you know, like I said, the summer just blew past. Yes. But I'm still very, very aware of the passing of time right now. We only have so much on this earth.
Yep.
And today's guest brought us somewhat of a sad topic. I mean, it is a sad topic. I don't want to say somewhat. It's a sad topic.
It is sad.
Cancer is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is horrible. Cancer is mm-hmm. something none of us ever want to have to deal with in our lifetime.
It'll make you think about time real quick.
Right, right. But today's guest, you know, had someone extremely close to her that she loved who suffered from cancer and passed from it. And she chose to take that and turn it into something good. She really did.
Well, you know, this is a little off topic, but if you're trying to save time as you're trying to furnish your new home, you got to stop down and visit Don's Easy Pay, where the price on the piece is the price that you pay. They make it easy. They make it fast. You go in, you get what you want off the floor, or they will order it for you. You know what you're going to be spending. They've got all of the wonderful bonus things like free delivery and setup. So go buy Don's Easy Pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Go do that.
So thank you very much, Don's, for sponsoring our show so that we can bring messages about cancer awareness and all the good things people are doing in our community to our listeners. We appreciate that support and we know that the community does as well.
And like Jerry said, we couldn't share Tina Brown's story without our sponsors. So let's meet Tina. Welcome to this episode of the Ouachita Chronicles. I am your host, Ashley Smith, along with my beautiful, ravishing, somewhat tired co-host, Jerry.
Yes, somewhat tired. I don't know what I did to earn the other.
Because you just look really nice today.
Well, I
like your shirt.
It threw me off from my usual greeting.
I know.
Yeah, you did that. You stumbled me. Mm-hmm. Good job. Hi, y'all.
Sorry. We need a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, we already reminisced about what a horrible few weeks it had been in our last episode. And well, folks, it really hasn't got much better.
Mm-mm.
But we got to come in the studio today and do one of the things we really do enjoy.
Yes.
And that's record. And mm-hmm. our guest in the studio today is Tina Brown. Tina, say hello.
Hello.
So Tina, you wear a couple hats. You've been in this community. Well, I guess I actually, that's part of it. I don't know. I don't think we've ever had the chance to sit down and talk about, like, you're a native though, right? I mean,
yes.
You're born
yes.
here and mm-hmm. yeah.
Yes.
So grew up, went to high school here and all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, graduated in 1979.
Mm-hmm. And Andy's from here. Too.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Andy Brown, your husband,
mm-hmm.
And Andy's been really involved in the mm-hmm. community for many, many years, as have you. But what we're here to talk about today is an organization that you started due to a tragic circumstance in your life, something that happened to you involved in your family. So I'm just going to kind of let you take the lead on that. And you want to start at the beginning with that story and, you know.
Probably. That'd
okay.
be the best way. My mother, Clarice Tischer, had lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. 2008, she passed. But before that, we were doing chemo treatments in Fort Smith. And this is going to sound non-important, I guess. But she wanted a wig. She was afraid her hair was going to fall out. They told her it would. Mm-hmm. We asked around Fort Smith and found Donald Reynolds, mm-hmm. the cancer center there in Fort Smith. And so we went by there. My dad at that time had dementia. So, you know, he was a handful himself. Mm-hmm. So we all three went, and they absolutely treated her like a queen. Mm-hmm. She was nervous. I was nervous, afraid what Dad was going to do. But mm-hmm. they took us in, and she filled out very little paperwork, and they took her to a beautiful salon mm-hmm. area. And they let her play for about an hour and a half mm-hmm. with wigs and hats and just whatever she wanted to. And they let Dad wander around.
Did he also play with wigs? And
no. No, he tried to escape. Uh-huh. You know, so yeah. He wanted to go outside. So they had it's just a beautiful, beautiful facility. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what all they do there. She brought home two wigs and some hats. But I had not seen Mom smile and glow like that in so long mm-hmm. that we talked about it on the way home. You know, here we are in Mena, which I love my hometown. We are very limited to what we have. Mm-hmm. You do basically have to travel to go to a treatment or even a specialist, right. basically. So she and I talked about it, and she was going to help me. And we were going to make it where women could stay here to have the wigs done and, you know, not have to go
and travel for
like
that.
We did.
Right, you know, right.
To look around, drive around, look. And so I made a promise to her that we would do that. And she passed away in September of 08. Dad passed in March of 09. Mm. Let's see, we had the tornado in April.
Oh, goodness,
I believe,
yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get started like I had promised her, you know, mm-hmm. Right away. So 2012, it took me that long to get it all together. Mm-hmm. But I told God he just going to have to do it for me since she, you know.
Right.
I didn't have
to. You'd made a promise.
I made a promise.
And you were going to have to fulfill that, and you needed some help.
I had to do it. Uh-huh. I promised. So anyway, very blessed with it. It fell into place. I got mm-hmm. my 501c3 real easy. And the lady I was working for was kind enough to let me have a little closet area that I stored some wigs and stuff like that in. Mm-hmm. And outgrew that quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So,
well, let me ask. You said when you launched into, you know, you were with your mother at this treatment center, and you said, you know, it kind of seems like it's maybe not an important thing. But for someone who is suffering from so much physical, mm-hmm. you know, things that they're going through, mm-hmm. and you top that mental on with it, I mean, we could sit here and say that vanity is what vanity is. It really doesn't matter. But that has a huge impact mm-hmm. on your mental well-being. I mean, mm-hmm. if you feel like you look good, that's yes. going to translate to physically feeling better or being able to just, you know, your mental can do so much for that. And I cannot imagine. I mean, I'd freak out if I lost my hair. Okay, that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying is I would freak out, yes. just yes. absolutely yes. freak out. And you're a cosmetologist as well. So, I mean, yes. that's something you deal with all the time. But, you know, that center, I haven't really heard very much about that except for what you had told me about it being just an amazing place. How many of those types of facilities are there in Arkansas or even in close proximity to us? Was Fort Smith like pretty much the...
That's pretty much the closest. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't really know of another one. Mm-hmm. Poto has one, but it's not
quite
like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't see why we couldn't have something like that here,
right,
but
right.
I don't think we have the population for what they expect us to have.
True, you know, but I think a lot of people don't take into account our county size and
right.
And even the counties that we serve because they're so close to us
right.
and we're a closer drive than to going to a big town. I often say that Mena truly is the hub for a lot more people than what the census takes into account
That's
for.
Right.
And we can tell when we have little traffic jams. We're like, where did all these people come from?
Right.
But having a facility like that, yes, that would be amazing. So I know that was very difficult for you when your mom passed and then your dad, you know, right soon after
very
that. And then
so.
Especially the all the things that were happening in 08 and 09, there was just a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But you said that your first step was to get your 501c3.
Yes.
And you were able to have a little space to work with. What did your outreach look like in that right when you got started? What was your goal? I mean, like, were you planning on, you know, who were you partnering with or who were you letting know that this was a service? How were you getting the word out about this?
Word of mouth in a town like this does the very best. Mm-hmm. But I kind of tried to partner with the American Cancer Society. And I'm not saying that they did not help me get my foot, you know, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot from them. It wasn't quite what I wanted to do myself. They're more of an organization where you're doing the volunteering for them.
Right, right. They're like, here's what we need help with. You do this type thing.
Yes. Yeah. And I wanted Clarice's to be its own, you know, and do, I wanted to help the way I wanted to help, I guess you could say.
You wanted to make.
Maybe that was selfish, but, you know, I couldn't grow any doing that. They wanted, you know, when you take in a donation, you send it to them and then they take care of the person. Well, I didn't get to know the person.
Right.
You know, I was just a step. And
you were just basically funneling money for
them. I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah. But, no, you wanted people to have the experience that your mother had.
Yes.
Because that seems like that's what sparked it. Yes. Not just the fact that she got wigs that made her feel better, but the way they treated her as a person there, correct?
And I could do that with them. They would send me the wigs of their choice, you know. But I just wasn't getting anywhere, if that makes any sense at all. I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, I wanted to grow. I wanted to be able to do the gas cards and pay the utility bills. And, you know, I wanted to know you one-on-one.
I think with larger nonprofit organizations, there's a lot of restrictions that they keep in place to keep their financial records correct.
Sure.
To protect their clients and their business, their, and their money and their funds.
And I get all that. But if
your heart is of a small, is of a ministry one-on-one, very personal, very involved in how to directly and immediately affect a person's life, it can be a lot of hoops to jump through.
I mean, discouraging to,
with a larger organization. So sometimes a grassroots, smaller, hometown, personal nonprofit organization is a benefit and an added bonus to a larger nonprofit. It takes all types to impact lives. I think that's great.
Like I said, I learned a lot from them. They helped me step one, you know, first step. So this way, when I do know them one-on-one, I can help them continually, you know, not just a one-time thing. We have clients that, you know, we see on a every 2 weeks or a monthly basis, you know, and I like that. That's what my goal was to be able to be there for them. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been a struggle. I still haven't grown like I thought I was, you know, my big picture of the world was I was going to have something like Donald Reynolds in Mena, Arkansas.
But that doesn't mean it won't happen, Tina.
Well, no, it doesn't.
I want to reference what you said when you sat down here before we started recording that you, you know, we might have been talking about being a little bit nervous or et cetera. And you said, well, I didn't think about when I started this that things like this could come from that. And that's showing the growth. That's showing the difference you were making. So I always say dream big, man. That's you never know what you can have.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Ashley.
So, you know, we have this thing in the South here that we call floating. You heard of floating?
I've heard of the floating. I've been on a float or two.
So I, for a long time, have had a bucket list float.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell me about your bucket list.
My bucket list float is to float the Buffalo River. The Buffalo River is America's first national river, and it's located in north central Arkansas in the gorgeous Ozark Mountains.
Yeah, I floated it actually as a child, and the best place to do that is at Buffalo River Outfitters. Buffalo River Outfitters is an authorized concessionaire on the Buffalo National River. They're located in St. Joe, Arkansas, and they've got floating and access to camping and fishing, hiking's around. All your needs are taken care of at BRO. The bros will hook you up.
They've got canoes, kayaks, rafts, shuttle service.
Yeah, if floating is your thing, they've got one-day trips or multiple-day trips, and they're all made easier by renting from BRO. When you're on your float, you can see beautiful limestone bluffs, the wilderness, and unparalleled scenic beauty.
And then, after you've spent a long day on the river, you can cozy up in one of BRO's spacious and comfortable log cabins. They've got stone fireplaces, wide porches, fully equipped kitchens, wooded settings. They've got cozy cabins for two or cabins big enough to accommodate 10 people.
Y'all should definitely visit the Buffalo River Outfitters store and stock up on everything you need while you're there for your Ozark adventure.
And their knowledgeable staff can accommodate any questions about the Buffalo National River. You can also order books and maps online to prepare for your visit with them.
So if you're ready to plan your Buffalo River adventure, you've got to check out BuffaloRiverOutfitters.com to find out more and book conveniently online. Give them a call at 870-439-2200 and follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
When are we taking our bucket list trip? I mean, you got to go with me. You're my best friend.
Well, let's do it soon.
Soon. You never know. I do dream big.
It's why it gets, I guess it gets frustrating sometimes because it just doesn't go as fast. And then COVID came along and really knocked us.
So does the process look like right now, or maybe pre-COVID, and then we can kind of talk about what COVID's done when somebody reaches out to you for help
now,
or whenever you were getting, you know, earlier on. We'll say pre-COVID for now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You mean as far as they come into the Clarice's, we take them back to where Clarice's is located in my shop. Mm-hmm. And
now, is this men and women, just women? What's the?
Oh, it's everybody.
Everybody. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Children. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother little area there that takes some explaining because I don't just keep like wigs for kids, but I do have an outlet there that I can receive them if I need to. And you know, even the parents of the children, you know, if they bring them in, and of course it's a financial struggle. Your child has cancer. You have to go to Little Rock. You have to, sometimes you can't work because they're so sick or just whatever. You know, we want to be there, be able to help. But when they come in, they have to actually be in treatment. I do have a form for them to fill out. I don't give it to anybody. I don't sell their name to anybody.
Right.
You know, it's just for us.
Record keeping.
Just for keeping account and phone number where I can contact them and see how they're doing. And I have Carol Sickles, a cancer client also, but she is my number one volunteer, you know, and she calls a lot and checks on people. And she's just a godsend. She's just wonderful. And she's still under treatment herself and will be for forever. But I don't know what I'd do without her. She's just there. She's great. She's great. So when they come in, we visit, we find out their greatest need. I usually do ask for their, if they need gas cards, I need to see an appointment. That way, you just have to take some precautions. You have to know, you know, and then from then on, we just create a relationship. You know, when Carol is there, a lot of times they'll come and just sit and visit with her for hours sometimes, you know, so, we just close off the hair salon part, you know, and we're just back there with them, trying wigs or the men come in if they need utilities or gas, which is hard for men to ask for that. It's very, very hard. But they've got to get over that because we're here to help them. So.
Right. So whenever people come in to choose wigs, do you find that they often gravitate towards maybe a hairstyle and a color that's what they already had? Or do they look to do something different, reinvent? What's the kind
it's
of
all over the place.
Okay.
A lot of times they'll start off with maybe something that they're used to wear, the look they used to wear. And then they look around and go, but wow, I really like that red, you know, and try something else on. A lot of times they bring the husbands.
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't need to bring their husbands, but, you know, we can't have girl time like that.
Yeah.
But anyway. They try on the wigs, love it. We trim it, do whatever we need to do.
I was going to say, so there is some like personal styling that goes into that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I've never tried on wigs, so I don't know. I used to have a good friend who would wear wigs all the time. She just constantly have a different one on. And I'm always like, I don't know how you do that. I mean, that's cool, but you know, I've never done that. So I don't really understand what all goes into it.
Handle the feel of it, you know, all day long. But yes, wigs do not come in perfect. I mean, the styles are not going to be perfect on both sides or in the back, or maybe they love it, love the color, love the style, but it's too long back here, too, you know, in the back, or too long on the sides. And so you can cut a little, but I would rather do that while they're in there than them take it home and try to cut it themselves. Because it's not going to grow back.
Because you're a professional though. So
it's not going to grow back. You know, and I stress that. No, don't go home and cut this.
It's not like you cut your bangs and then, you know, you wait a couple months and they've grown out a little bit. No, that doesn't happen.
So, but that gives us a one-on-one, you know, you get connected. I love that. That's exactly what my goal is more than anything, is to have a place to where that's all I do and just become one-on-one. Now, the hard part about that is we get real attached.
I was going to say, do you have any stories? I mean, obviously you wouldn't name names, but do you have any stories of some that have really touched you or in some way?
Oh, they all do in some way. Everybody does. I think I get more of a blessing than they do, you know? Not one particular story, because they're all unique in their own ways. And I say they, you know, but the one, it's hard to lose one. I'll just put it like that. It's hard to lose someone that you've gotten so attached attached to.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about that either when I started.
You just wanted to help people. You didn't think about.
That's the downside of it.
Yeah. You know? That's why I don't volunteer at the animal shelter, because I know I'm going to get attached and I'm not going to get to keep them. Right. You know what I mean? Yes. Not to liken it to that, but you know, I know that exact same feeling. Like,
it is hard. They made an impact on your life. Mm-hmm. Strong and, you know, dedicated to doing whatever they've got to do to feel better. They come in and they perk you up, you know?
Because if they're coming to see you, they obviously want to beat this. They've not given up. Right. They've not given up and said, well, I don't care what happens and I'm just going to lay here and let nature take its course. They want,
they want
to beat this if they're coming to see you.
Yes, they do. They really, it's just amazing. I can't put it in words. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the impact that this service must have on their lives and their families' lives. I mean, me, Ashley and I were here this morning just moaning and groaning about our day. It was so horrible. Oh, all it took was us putting on our face, putting on a little bit of makeup.
Yeah, it was about 9 before we got our makeup on.
But we did, and it's just that little thing totally changed the course of how our morning was going. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine the emotional exhaustion, the physical exhaustion, even the low self-esteem, being angry at your body, being angry that you don't have the energy to do.
No, you're angry at everything, and everybody and everything.
And being able and to
learning,
come in.
You know, we all do have to learn to put that in a category, you know, and say this is not going to rule our lives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I say that. I've not had cancer, but watching someone who did and then talking to others that come in, I can't imagine the struggle that it would be, and they're not feeling good, and they're never knowing about tomorrow, you know. Devastating. Absolutely devastating. But
that's why you're here, is because just that opportunity to put on a wig, to feel more like yourself, to have that enthusiasm and energy come back, even if it's just for that moment when you're wearing that wig. That's just an incredible blessing and service that you're offering.
Seeing someone smile when they leave, like Mother did when she left that place, is then I know I've done something right.
Because you'd been by her side seeing how unhappy she was.
Oh, absolutely. And in pain and feeling awful. Yes. Yes. And I don't want that for anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, even the gentlemen, even the men that come in, they are so appreciative of a gas card. Mm-hmm. And they're so, you know, why not do that for somebody?
Right.
I mean, why do we have to be so, no, this is
got to be done like this.
Yes. Right. You know?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
No, you're right. So, it doesn't. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned earlier that there is a form to fill out, or you might want to see that they're in treatment or that they have an appointment to get that. And it's a short, simple form, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Just really easy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's so important. And I'm so glad to hear that you do that, because it shows that you're being a good steward of the donations that you're receiving and making sure that you're taking care of any donations that come in and financial contributions, that how you're making sure that this money is really going to people who are hurting, who need this assistance and who need help. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's a great, great thing.
Well, that's the difference in donating to a small nonprofit organization that does work directly with people, as opposed to a large one that's just funneling services, et cetera. You don't really know where those donations are going, but she does. She knows exactly where they're going.
Exactly.
She knows who they're helping and how badly these people do need help. Mm-hmm.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
So, Jerry, I took your advice. I went to Don's Easy Pay.
Ooh, what'd you get?
Dude, I just got myself a new dishwasher, but I wanted to get everything. I had no idea the variety of stuff they had.
What all did you see?
Oh my gosh. Besides just the furniture and appliances and all that normal stuff, I saw electronics like gaming consoles and tablets and speakers. They had small appliances for kitchen and garden. They had air conditioners. They had fireplaces. They had home decor and bedding. They even had tires.
What?
I know. And to top that off, they're family owned and operated for 40 years.
That is awesome. To be in business that long, you've got to be doing something right.
You have got to be doing something right. And I think that what they're doing right is their availability of financing options, all the extra extras that come, you know, like the free delivery and setup and their customer service because they service their appliances. Mm. I really feel like those are all the perfect ingredients for this recipe of awesomeness that is Dawn's Easy Pay. I mean, like I said, they make it super easy. They've got the financing options. There's so many ways to pay for it. You've got the retail off the shelf, the rent to own, 180 days, same as cash, 6 months, same as cash, over $999, and the tax included, because remember you told me
that the price on the piece is the price that you pay.
And you were right. Whew. And I didn't have to math. It was amazing.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, those magic words again. Would you say them again?
You were right.
Oh, I love it. I love it as much as I love Dawn's Easy Pay.
I went to their MENA location, but you can also go to Waldron or to Queen or Broken Bow or Idabel or Poto. And coming soon, they've got a new format called Dawn's Home Store that'll be opening in Boonville.
Awesome. Well, definitely we need to be following their Facebook pages to stay up to date on their different locations and what they've got going on.
So if you need it for your home, Dawn's Easy Pay has it.
Well, that segues us to the community support, because, man, you've gotten a lot of community support around here. You know, it's almost like, I don't know how many times a year, but there's a lot of fundraisers for Clarice's, because people just really, really see this as such a valuable thing and want to help out. I can remember when I was down there at the depot and you guys were set up for one of the cookouts, and I'm like sitting there smelling the barbecue and I was like, this is yeah.
So you want to talk amazing.
About, you want to talk about amazing. Some of the community give back from this?
I don't know where to start on that. You know, the Lionesses are sweet as can be, mm-hmm. that donate to us every year. The barbecues are a lot of work, mm-hmm. and a lot of learning, a lot of late night, a lot of, organization, mm-hmm. and a lot of fun all at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of fun. I miss those a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, COVID's knocked all that down.
Yes, it has. Yeah. But those are probably, but I really think people come because the barbecue's so good. I don't think so much that times I think, yes, they're donating, but I really think they like that barbecue.
Both. Yeah. They're like, this is worthwhile cause and this barbecue is mouthwatering.
Yes. It is awesome stuff.
Yes.
So, and that probably would not have happened as much if Dr. Mesko and his wife hadn't been so gracious to give me that spot mm-hmm. out there where we're at. The depot was always really good about letting us go down there and do bake sales and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we did really well on that. We would have people from out of town driving through town and they'd stop and I'd get to meet and, mm-hmm. you know, and they would donate.
And you get to share that info too, that word of mouth, you know. Mm-hmm.
That is the best. Mm-hmm. It really is. But,
I mean, it's one thing to be raising money for it, but it's also publicity for, hey, this service is here, mm-hmm. you know, if anyone needs
it. Well, just let me tell you, it's not my work that's got this done. I mean, really, it's been a God thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no clue how to do that kind of stuff. Zero. I just jumped in. And
she's
said,
like, how did I end up here?
I just jumped in and said, I'm going to do it. Uh-huh. You know, and it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. And I could not have survived at all without the community. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Yeah.
They have been gracious and very supportive. Again, I think that was because of my mother. I think, and I'm going to brag on her. She had a really sweet personality. And I think a lot of people really liked her. And I think they want to do that for her. I mean, Mesko told me right at the front, you know, I'm not doing this for your salon. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this for your mama.
Yeah. Aww. Can you tell us a bit about your mom?
Well, what do you want to know? I mean, she's perfect.
But she's from here originally too?
I mean, yes, Camp area, uh-huh. Camp. She's a Wimberley.
Okay.
She worked at REA. That's where she met my dad. And then she worked at the Union Bank for probably 35 years or something. Mm-hmm.
Good way to get to know everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So new accounts. She's in new accounts. And, mm-hmm. You know, she went from the old bank downtown.
Yes.
To the new one. And mm-hmm. then she started having problems. But, you know, that was a big old family down there. And mm-hmm. you just... Everybody loved each other. Mm-hmm. And so Mother was very, she just loved everybody. Mm-hmm. And a hard worker and thought his kids were just perfect and stood by Dad through all his issues. And she was just she's just a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
She just, I don't know anybody that wouldn't want to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Does she play any role or give you any inspiration into going into cosmetology?
No, she told me I needed to find something.
Just find something, huh?
And stick with it. I went to the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville a year. And a lot of my friends did too. And mm-hmm. so we had way too much fun. And we were not focused. And so before I came back to Mena, after 1 year, she said, you can stay, but you're going to have to figure out something.
Mm-hmm.
Decide on something.
Right.
And that's just
what you landed on.
And, yes. Mm-hmm. And it worked. It was 40 years this July.
Oh, wow.
So, they were sweet. She begged me to come home after beauty school and cosmetology school and get some experience,
mm-hmm.
live back home. That way I wouldn't have any rent or anything, mm-hmm. any bills or anything. And so I did, and I never left. So family's important to me, and they were here.
Right.
My brother and sister were here. So, you know, it's just all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Well, we say all the time that Mena's a terrific place to live. And mm-hmm. so many, we've interviewed so many people that, you know, have left for college and obviously have come back and
mm-hmm.
Made this their home. We mentioned a little bit what COVID, the effect it's had. Mm-hmm. First of all, you've not been able to do your normal fundraising like right. you would.
Absolutely not.
No. How has that changed your interaction with your clients?
100% it's changed. Mm-hmm. Not only because of the fundraising and stuff like that, but because I have a salon on the side, there's a lot of people in and out. I don't want them in
mm-hmm.
necessarily.
Because these are people with weakened, weakened immune systems.
And a lot yeah. of them cannot take a vaccine or anything mm-hmm. you know, while they're under treatment.
You've made gas cards available for pickup.
Yes.
With no contactless pickup.
Yes. They still come in. I encourage them not to bring family members, just them.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it has slowed down a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to stress that one of the reasons it has slowed down so much is Dr. Divers is here once a week.
Mm-hmm.
God love him. He is a godsend also because we've not had an oncologist
okay.
available.
Mm-hmm.
He's out at Healthy Connections once a week. Years ago, you could go out there and visit
mm-hmm.
and let the client know who you are. Or sometimes we would, I had a dear friend, Rhonda Blair, and I could go with her
mm-hmm.
and sit back there. But Carol, my volunteer, could go because she knew Dr. Diver under mm-hmm. Diver's care also and visit
mm-hmm.
and tell people about us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
You know? And so he still has an overload,
mm-hmm.
you know, of patients out there every Tuesday, but they don't know about us and we don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get our name. We can't get out there anymore, you know? And basically that was our biggest draw. You know, they'd find out about us out there. Then they'd come the next day and see us or make an appointment to see us. Especially like if you were just diagnosed and he mm-hmm. had just told you, you know, and in 14 days you're going to lose your hair
mm-hmm.
or you don't need to be out in the public. You're going to have to stay home. You know,
mm-hmm.
Your immune system is low. Well, they would come and see us and see what we had to offer
mm-hmm.
and or make arrangements to come back, you know, if their mm-hmm. hair did fall out to get a wig. I never encouraged anyone to get a wig while they still had a head of hair.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to fit right. It's going to be way too hot. You may change your mind.
Right.
Let's wait. Mm-hmm. And it may not fall out. Mm-hmm. It may not all fall out. You just may need a shorter, you know, a mm-hmm. different cut or something. So in saying all that, we've lost that.
Mm-hmm.
So the last 2 years have been really...
I guess, you know, pamphlets can't really...
They don't
stand
the same
in
way.
For
absolutely
sitting
not.
There
they
with
don't.
Someone and actually talking to them about it. No.
Mm-mm. No, they don't. And two, Dr. Divers is from Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they go to Hot Springs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having an oncologist that lives here that sees people on a daily basis would be the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
But since that's not, you know, not possible right now, that also
mm-hmm.
dampens things, you know, where we don't get to see. Now, if they see Divers and they're going to have to take chemo for a whole week, every day, you mm-hmm. know, no place to stay. There is a Mercy House there, and we do pay for that also. We'll call right. and make arrangements with the
Yeah, but if people don't know that's available, then, you know, gosh.
But now, you know, as far as like Little Rock, we don't know any area that we would have a good communication with to pay for anybody to stay. And unfortunately, we don't have the funds for paying for a hotel room for a week right. or anything like right. that. But we're willing to do that or help mm-hmm. as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, another goal, I just want to get this out while I'm thinking about it. Another goal that I have is I want to be free to, if you need a ride to Little Rock, mm-hmm. I can take you.
Right.
If you need a ride to Hot Springs, you know, I can take you. Mm-hmm. I want to be available to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to be available to go down south and talk to people, go to Waldron. We get a few from Waldron.
You'd like this to be your full-time gig.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is my goal.
Well, it's definitely a service that's needed here.
Hey, she's put that intention out. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I manifested some ribs the other day.
And they showed up.
And they showed up. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that if Tina's putting this out, it can happen.
The word says speak it into existence. So...
And you did in the beginning, you said.
I did in the beginning.
I'm just going to do this.
I did. Uh-huh. And I have been, we've been totally blessed. I mean, it's just rolled on and rolled mm-hmm. on. But I see that it's either going to just stay like it is right now, mm-hmm. or it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get any, it's time to move on out, you know?
Yeah, you got to make a move, right? Yes.
And yes. I'm not getting any younger, so I would like to do that while I still can, you know?
Well,
it's just important. It's important to me. Maybe, you know, I'm the only one that thinks it's that important, but
I don't think so.
I love Mina, but it is so far away from everything mm-hmm. and everybody. You know, it's a shame that we can't have better outlets mm-hmm. than what we do. And that's a whole nother story, opinion. But
mm-hmm. And we may get there someday. We may get there. So. Maybe someday. But mm-hmm. yeah, but it's all work in progress, isn't it?
It is.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Ashley, do you know what I appreciate about you?
Everything?
Of course, but specifically, I want to talk about how you're just a wealth of knowledge. You have so many people, places, things, events, opportunities. You are a networker, and that has really helped me in moving to Arkansas and getting comfortable here. And we have a mutual friend who also wants us to make sure that we're sharing a bit of information that other people can keep in their knapsack of facts, and that's Richie Lowry. So this little nugget of knowledge for your knapsack of facts is all about Richie's Discount Auto Glass.
Oh, yeah, of course. Richie's. I've been a preferred customer of Richie's forever. I do have a personal testimony. So I have a teenage son who is mischievous, ornery, mm-hmm. doesn't think before he does anything. Mm-mm. And
God love him.
In his hijinks, he happened to put a pretty significant crack in another teenager's windshield, right? Mm. So this resulted in, the cops, I'm just going to be honest here, getting involved. But I immediately was like, hey, my kid's fault. I'll get the windshield replaced. Take it to Richie's and get a quote on it. Well, this other party involved took the vehicle somewhere else and got a quote. And then they called me and I said, no. I said, if I'm paying for the windshield, you go to Richie's mm-hmm. to get the quote. And they did. And so then I had two quotes sitting in front of me and I could compare Richie to this other auto glass place in town. Richie's was over half
wow.
the price.
Half?
I mean, we're talking from $800 for that windshield to like $320 for nice. That windshield.
What are you going to do to replace your son?
Oh, that's a really good question. Does Richie sell teenage sons?
I don't think so.
Oh, bummer. Get on that, Richie.
Contact Richie at Richie's Auto Glass by calling 479-394-9938, or you can just visit him in person at 3008 Highway 71 South in Mena, Arkansas.
Well, you do an excellent job of making yourself known in the community, aside from just word of mouth. I'll say, you know, you do a lot of advertising with us because you want to make sure that you get something out there once a month that talks about that specific cancer awareness
Absolutely.
Month.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not just focused on breast cancer. That's not your main focus. No. You are there for anyone who has received any type of diagnosis as far as cancer goes. But October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And now, you know, we know we're right here at the beginning of September, but here at The Pulse, we do something where all of the ads that we sell for breast cancer awareness, we give a proceed, you know, portion of those proceeds to Clarice's. And that's a very big thing. We like to be able to do that. We would like to be able to do more, obviously, because we always want to try to get back to people. But I can tell you just from what past years, we don't even have to try to sell those ads. That people just say, you're giving a portion of, okay, yep, all right. It's not even.
That's awesome.
It is. I mean, I literally sent, we just got our sales sheet worked up yesterday and I sent it off to our buddy and he comes back with, I want a full page, biggest size I have, you know, and there's no, he didn't have to do that. You know what I mean?
No,
and
not at all.
He knows where it's, and he knows where it's going. He knows what it's helping. And it was immediately just give me the full page. Okay, cool. I can do that. So, you know,
That's nice.
He's such a big supporter of you. He really, really is. But, you know, it's just those little things that we can do, but you really do your best to be out there in front of the community and make people aware. And like I said, it's not just focusing on breast cancer awareness. It's all of them. Right now in September, it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I know that I just cut a commercial the other day. And honestly, while I was cutting this commercial, I got so depressed. I was like, really, really? I was just sitting there going, this is like the saddest content that I'm having to read for this commercial ever. And I cannot imagine dealing with that on a daily basis like you do. And still, I mean, most every time I see you, you're smiling, Tina. You keep a really good face on for being someone who deals with such sad stuff all the time. So how do you do that?
It changes you. It does change you. I think, how do I deal with it? Because if they can walk out with a smile on their face, then I can deal with this. You know, no one deserves to be sick, but it's just part of life. And I just think, why not make it a little easier? That's just how you deal with it. You know, this is going to sound really crazy, and you may decide to cut this out, but unless you're going through it, or unless you know someone who's gone through it, you're not going to get it.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be that important to you. I understand that. Alzheimer's, heart, Parkinson's, there's so many things that affect people. And the passion for the cancer clients, it's hard to explain, but you deal with it because you're there to help. That's just all I can say. That's just that's how you deal with it. It's hard.
Yeah.
Don't go home and cry sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Because that's what I'd be doing the whole time.
And the ones we've lost, definitely. You know, you just can't believe it.
But you continue to put yourself in that position to be there and be vulnerable for people to help them, knowing that you're going to have the losses and that it is going to make you sad. And that is, you do. You keep doing it. So you're cut from a different cloth than I am, Tina, is what I'm trying to say here. Okay, because it takes a really special person to be able to do that. And I say that about healthcare workers, about so many different types of professions. But what you are doing voluntarily because of your love for your mother, how happy you saw her, and just wanting to help other people, it's extremely, extremely admirable.
Well, I don't know about that, but
well, we're here to tell you what it is.
She just told you. We'll tell you.
I just have to do it. It's just in there. I mean, you just got to do it. It's. I would want it if I were going through that. You're not going to make it through it if you don't have somebody. If you don't have some hope. So if I can give them a little hope, you know, may not work out like we want it to, but if I can give them a little hope, why wouldn't you? I mean, why not?
Right.
That's where I get frustrated. Is why not?
And for some people, you might be the only person that they have. Actually,
sometimes
I didn't kind of think about that. Alone. But some people don't have any family to support or to help them.
Or they have family and they just don't support. You know, they just don't have time for you.
Right.
That does happen quite a bit. Especially the older you are, that does happen. I can't give them my everything, but they're so appreciative and they love you. You know, who doesn't want to be loved? I love them all. So Carol loves them all. She gets really involved. We have to kind of talk to her about, you know, you can't do that to yourself. You're making yourself sick.
Because she's been there.
She's experienced it. She knows what it's like to be without a job or, you know, not enough funds to go around or just feel bad all the time. You hurt all the time. Bones hurt. You know, joints hurt. Head hurts. You know, can't hardly walk. Swollen. You know, arms, legs. It's until you're there or know someone, you just don't get it. Would I have gotten it? Would I have done this without That watching Mother? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. I wouldn't have known a thing about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would Alzheimer's because that's what Dad had. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you
right.
You do better. You understand more when you've experienced directly, yourself yeah. or in a family situation.
I wish there were more people in the world like you that took their experiences and what's on their heart and use that to minister to others. Because if everybody did that, what you're doing, just whatever they've experienced or gone through and translated that into helping serve others, it would be a beautiful, beautiful world. I'm just so glad to see you living that.
Well, there are times I think, what am I doing? You know, I'm not doing it right. I don't, you know, I don't do what other nonprofits do. You know, what am I doing?
You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. That is what you're doing.
And I have to stop and think about it, you know. So that's where it scares people. Probably there probably are a lot more that would do it, but it's getting out there and not failing, you know. This has got to go.
Or try,
right, until you get it, until, you know. And it is what it is. We're at the spot that we're meant to be at. That's my issue. I have a problem with that. I want to go.
Right.
You know, let's make this bigger. And I guess God's saying, nope, you're going to have to sit here a little bit longer. Just like it is.
But I can't maybe help that out a little bit. Yeah.
But in saying that, maybe it's not meant. Maybe I would lose focus, you know, on the people if it got bigger than I could handle, you know, because even this day and time, you don't have a lot of volunteer people just jumping in because their lives are so busy themselves. So
volunteerism itself has dropped a lot.
Right.
A lot overall. Well, you used to hear me complaining about I just need some help. I just need people to volunteer for something.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And so, you know, like I said, we're where we are. And, you know, COVID is a terrible thing, but it has definitely shut the door on getting out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm great with bringing you the gas card. Mm-hmm. You know, you've come in, you've ordered a wig. I'll bring it to you. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have an issue with any of that. But that's what it's turning into, you know, with life right now. So that's how it has to be. That's how it has to be. By gosh, we'll just do that. You know.
So right now, though, well, I'd say your goals for the future, you'd like to have a bigger space, correct?
Yes.
Like to have a bigger space. You'd like to be able to do this full time. That way, if you're needed anywhere, you can be there and go.
I can be there.
More volunteers is a need, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are some needs, but those are some like overall goal type needs as far as what.
Immediate.
What can people do right now? If someone is listening to this and they their heart is touched, they feel a calling, they feel compelled to help in some way, what are the best ways for people to help your organization in order to help these people, the patients, the people suffering from it?
Right now, word of mouth would help me more than anything.
Just letting people know.
Letting people know that we are there. We're still there. You know, people tell me all the time, I didn't know y'all were here. I didn't know you were here. How long have you been out here? Thinking, oh my gosh, how long have I been here? You know? And now that incorporates, you know, moving to a different location that I can have more visual. My signs can be seen more, you know, the lights are on, you know, we're there. I can display the wigs in the windows, you know, and let people know what we have. That's where the more volunteers will come in. You know, the bigger we get, the more we need. And this sounds... But donations. I mean, I've got to keep going.
That doesn't sound any way. That's what I'm saying. There could be people listening to this who have just been waiting for an organization to make a donation to. You know, maybe they had a parent or a sibling or a child that suffered from cancer and they want to do something in their memory or give back in any way they can. So how can they get money to you? How can they get donations to you?
Most of the time, everybody mails in. And if they want it in the memory of someone, then we send that family, you know, this was given to us in the memory of your, you know, person. Everything's tax deductible. I mean, that's simple. That's easy to do.
Okay.
And
so if you had someone in town with a vacant building not being used, they could donate the use of that as a tax write-off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To a point, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Hint.
Hello, hello. We're putting bugs in ears. That's what we're doing. That sounded a little gross. But no, you know,
that's basically how that works. Uh-huh. Yes. It's a good tax write-off. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to destroy your building, you know, the building or anything like that. It's just...
Tina looks like she'd get her security deposit back.
Oh, yes, definitely. It would be cleaner if she ever left it.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Mesco was priceless. I mean, he let me remodel the where we're at, you know, mm-hmm. made it bigger and made it look like we needed it to look. It's just been an awesome, awesome journey, I guess you mm-hmm. could say. I think my mother would be proud of what we've done. Mm-hmm. Of course, she probably thinks she might could have done it better. But that's a mom for you. Mm-hmm. But I think she would be proud.
I think
I talk to her all the time. You know,
sure. We're not even here. Kin, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know your mother at all, but I'm sitting here going, how could she not?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so contact info for Clarice's. Mailing address if people do want to send donations. Do you have a website, phone number? How can they get a hold of you?
Mm-hmm. I have all that.
Okay, throw it at me.
The phone number is 479-385-5071. If that's not available or you need it immediately, then it's 479-234-3215. And that is my cell.
That's Tina directly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you need it now.
Okay.
Gas card now mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever. Right. But if you're a new patient, then yes, I do have to see you and, mm-hmm. and talk to you and all that. The address is 403 Morrow Street North, just an N, Suite C, Menard.
And that's 71953 for those of you with your checkbooks out. And website.
It's Clarice's Room. Yes, Clarice'sRoom.org.
Clarice'sRoom.org.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. Okay, so just Clarice's Room mm-hmm. of Hope. Mm-hmm. How did you, I mean, obviously your mother's name was Clarice, but I kind of forgot to ask about this. How Clarice's Room of Hope, how, did the name just come to you or was that something you and her discussed before she passed?
Well, I was definitely going to use her name.
Right.
And then I got to thinking, well, this is going to give people hope. Mm-hmm. A wig will give somebody some hope.
And you know, all you had was a little better. Room, right? In the beginning.
Little closet room. Uh-huh. And had shelves. I had shelves put in it back there. And outgrew that. And then it got didn't look so good mm-hmm. around my hair station. You know, it's kind of cluttery and stuff like that. So anyway, but that's what it was. It was just a little room. Just donated wigs. Mm-hmm. People would bring them in. You know, did the best I could do with what we had. But that's how it all began.
I feel like mm-hmm. she could be into a big place at one point. It would still be Clarice's Room of Hope.
It'd but just be a big room.
It'd just be a really big room. really big room. A whole big room of hope. I like that.
That's what I was thinking. So that's where Clarice's Room of Hope came from.
So Clarice'sRoom.org is the website to learn more about the services that Tina offers and how she helps and how you can help her continue to help people. We'll make sure that we get this info along with the episode when it gets posted. Before we move into lightning round, mm-hmm. because we do have to end with something a little bit fun, is there any words that you want to give of encouragement to, you know, maybe someone who's just been diagnosed or maybe a family member of someone who's just been diagnosed who's going, I have no idea how to help? Or, you know, because you, like you said yourself, you were not in that situation of being the one diagnosed, but you were right there with a person that you loved more than anything. And I know that that's just as devastating to the loved ones as it is to the person dealing with it.
All I can really say is we are here to help. We want to hear your story. And if there is something that you need, you know, don't be bashful and don't be too prideful mm-hmm. to pick up that phone and make an appointment and let's talk. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. I mean, you got to start. You have to pick up the phone and start.
And asking for help doesn't equal weakness, does it?
No, it does not. No, I think that's, no, it just doesn't. It's not weakness at all.
You said that you feel more blessed sometimes, like you're the one receiving the blessing mm-hmm. when you're doing this. Mm-hmm. So if you're sitting there, y'all, and you're being prideful, you don't want to accept any help, what you're really doing by not making that phone call is robbing her of the blessing. Uh-huh. So y'all don't be robbing people of their blessings. Exactly. Give them an opportunity to help and serve. Don't be stingy. Yeah. Y'all let people help.
Thank you. That was perfectly said. We want to help. It's not like you're walking in and we're going, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to have to give a gas card again.
No.
Or, you know. Yeah. No. It is available. We don't take advantage of you and we don't, you know, no one's going to take advantage of us. And you are robbing me of my blessing mm-hmm. because I want to know you. Yes. I want to meet you and know you. And
come in. Just do it. Just come in.
I'm old. It was one of those. We have those episodes every now and then where we get a little emotional and we're going to be all afterwards. Okay. We've got the info and we've got the lowdown. We're going to do lightning round. It's just super fun, quick questions. So I'll make it real easy to start with. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Favorite animal?
Oh, my.
All of them?
All of them? Really good. A Pomeranian.
Okay. Very specific on the dog breed. Mm-hmm. What did you want to be when you grew up?
A business person. Just business. It didn't matter what kind. Mm-hmm. Just business.
I had that same thing. But I had this vision of I was going to work in like a, you know, big penthouse and wear a business suit every day. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew there was going to be power suits involved and I was going to be in charge.
Ashley,
not quite made it there.
I was going to suggest planning a pajama day at work soon.
Yeah.
Not a powerhouse suit.
You see, I don't have shoes on right now. Okay, yes. Jerry. Okay. All right.
Favorite snack food?
Oh, my goodness. The icing off of birthday cakes.
Mm,
like that's a good buttercream.
The real deal. Mm-hmm. No whipped cream stuff. That's my favorite.
Okay. In case of zombie apocalypse, what would be your weapon of choice?
Oh my gosh. I don't know how to answer that. I really don't.
When Andy gets to mouthing off,
what is your weapon of choice
to knock him back in place?
Mm-mm. I feel like you might be handy with a frying pan.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Or a rolling pin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, you better go back in the other room.
She just got a look.
She has a look.
He would say that.
Uh-huh.
That my looks could
so
feel.
So you don't need an object.
I don't.
The zombie apocalypse would be coming. You'd just be staying there like, no.
I've got the death stare.
I've got that look.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe it.
Don't mess with me.
Your turn.
What is on repeat right now as far as music or anything in your car? What are you listening to a lot these days?
Country. Today's country.
Today's country.
Okay.
I like them all. Mm-hmm. But I do like 70s and 80s stuff.
Okay.
That's the next favorite,
I guess.
If you could have a dinner party with three people, living or dead, who would they be?
You are crazy. And you put that out there, you are crazy.
We hear that a lot. Listen, Christy Plunkett had Jesus in hers, and that was fine. And obviously, that's going to be a lot of people's. But when she said that she wanted to play basketball with Jesus, I about lost it. Okay,
oh.
Completely lost it. So you can get as creative with that as you want.
Well, I want to sing with Elvis when I get, you know, that would be.
So, okay, Elvis is just one.
Elvis is one.
Okay.
Really, Mom and Dad.
I was going to say, I imagine your mama was going to be in there. So.
Yeah.
Elvis
yeah.
and your parents.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Andy won't appreciate that very much, really.
You know, nobody ever includes their spouse.
Nobody ever does.
Unless they're very newly married and they're still in that honeymoon phase and they're right. sucking up. Mm-hmm. I had one guest that did that. I won't name names, but he did. Well, my wife, of course. I'm like, whatever. Like, it's awful. Anyways, you got any more? Or are we ready
That's
to?
It.
Okay. Tina, thank you so very much. Not only for agreeing to join us and probably do something you've never done, which I'm imagining
I have never done
be
this.
A guest on a podcast. But just thank you for doing what you do.
Yes.
That right there, I mean, it's amazing. I don't,
I'm inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Let's end on that note.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Welcome to that portion of the episode we like to call Wrap Up Ramblings with
Producer Trey.
Okay. We kept it under wraps.
Didn't blow your eardrums. You're welcome.
Thank you.
She did a good job. It was a somber episode, so
it was.
I don't really see how any of us could be like completely overjoyed. Mm-mm. Except for the point there towards the end where the wheels in both of our heads started turning about mm-hmm. what we could do to help.
Yes.
How we could assist, get this message out. Tina has done an amazing thing here. She's built an amazing thing. And while it might not be the biggest and the flashiest and as nice as the center that she visited with her mother, she has still provided a resource for Polk County and the surrounding counties much closer to home with a personal touch. Mm-hmm. It is so amazing how much she cares.
It is. And okay, so just like church, you might go to the biggest, baddest, coolest church that there was with all these programs and offerings and everything in a big city. But you know what every community needs? A church. And it doesn't matter what the building looks like or how fancy the people are dressed. It's the heart. The heart of it is what matters. And that's what she's brought to our community. And that's what's important.
It is. It's very, very important. it was very interesting to hear her relate just a few of the stories, or maybe not even like specifically a story, but talking about some of the shame involved in requesting help. Mm-hmm. That surprised me a little more. To me, I'd be like, okay, look, if I've gotten to this point and I am this bad off and I need help, I'm going to go ask for it. And it's difficult for me to ask for help. But just something as simple as a gas card to mm-hmm. be able to get to appointments that are out of town, because I'm going to venture to guess that if you have been diagnosed with cancer, you're most likely not working.
Yeah.
That is something or at some point. I hadn't even considered, like, mm-hmm. just how big of an impact having your gas money paid for to go to these appointments would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't realize. Like, it's one of those small things that I guess you just don't think about.
Right, right.
Because it never crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The
expenses really, really add up. If you are suffering from an illness or a family member is, where you're having mm-hmm. to take the time off to care for them, transport them. If you've got a child who's is like at Children's in Little Rock, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you've got the gas to drive over to Little Rock. That's an expense, but you've also got food while you're there. You potentially got lodging while you're there if you're not one of the lucky ones that is able to take advantage of Ronald McDonald House or any of the other facilities they have. But there is so many expenses. And not to mention that little unexpected expenses that would pop up. Okay, mm-hmm. well, hey, I'm stuck over here for a few days. I didn't know I was going to be. I got to go get a toothbrush. And
right.
just little things like that. It all adds up. And if, you know, your employment has taken a big hit from caring for someone or because you have been diagnosed yourself, organizations like Tina's can help out a lot. But the whole thing was started because she saw how happy her mother was mm-hmm. upon receiving a wig
mm-hmm.
that made her feel pretty yes. again. And that's, I'm sorry, that's what it is. We want to feel pretty. Trey, yeah. even you want to feel pretty.
I feel pretty all the time.
I'm happy for you. That's good. Some good self-confidence.
Well, that's why I grow my hair out, is I donate it.
Mm-hmm.
I've donated it once before.
Because he wants to feel pretty.
I did,
yeah,
I did too.
I grow
yeah.
it out. When you have curls like these, you got to flaunt them.
Uh-huh.
No, but I do grow my hair out. My grandma had breast cancer. My grandma on my other side died of lung cancer. My grandpa had skin cancer. My mom had a stint with skin cancer. You know, I've had a lot of personal experience with cancer. And growing up, I'm what the doctors call accident prone. So I was in Children's Hospital a lot growing up, and I remember being a kid and the first exposure to somebody with cancer was, or somebody undergoing chemotherapy, was a small child.
As an adult, and especially as an adult who has children, I don't have a lot of soft spots, but that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I get real, real, real teary-eyed over children with cancer or anything in that realm. So it's extremely heartening to me
mm-hmm.
to see someone like Tina.
Yes, who's so encouraging.
Who has done some amazing things and is continuing. And the goals that she's got. We threw it out there in the episode, but, you know, if you're a local listener and you've got anything that could possibly help Tina to grow this organization, or if you're, you know, a listener from far off, we gave you the ways to be able to donate to help Tina further her mission. She's got a lot of great support groups in the area that help her with fundraising. But as we mentioned with COVID, there's not a lot of fundraising that can be done right now. It's totally changed the game on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that Tina really needed was awareness for the patients themselves
yes.
to be able to spread the word that she does have these services. She is able to provide these things.
Mm-hmm.
She needs help getting that out there. So please help us spread the word about that. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And at one point in October, I believe it's going to be the issue that's the 13th mm-hmm. this year.
Yes.
This
That'll
next
be
month.
The pink out issue.
That'll be the pink out issue. And our company donates a portion of the proceeds of all ad sales for breast cancer awareness back to Clarice's mm-hmm. Room of Hope. So we do our best to raise some money to give back to Tina to help out with her mission. And we encourage you to do the same. If you feel called to help out, please use those avenues that Tina provided, or even give us a call here at the Washita Podcast at the Chronicles, and we will put you in touch with Tina. Do our best to get you where you need to be to help out. As always, thank you for listening to the Washita Chronicles, brought to you by Dawn's Easy Pay and Dawn's Home Store. You can find us along with other great shows at thewashitapodcast.com. You can contact us at thewashitapodcast@gmail.com, and make sure you find us on Facebook and give us a like. Until next time, Ashley and Jerry and Trey,
out. Thank you for listening to the Washita Chronicles.